News, I'm Laura Winters. The four-day truce between Hamas and Israel appears to be holding for a second day, and more hostages are expected to be released this Saturday. 24 hostages released Friday, 13 Israelis, 10 Thai, and one Filipino hostage let go. Israel believes Hamas still holding roughly 215 hostages right now in Gaza. President Biden in Nantucket, Massachusetts for the Thanksgiving holiday weekend commenting on the latest developments.
It's only a start, but so far it's gone well. Earlier this morning, 13 Israeli hostages were released, including an elderly woman, a grandmother, and mothers with their young children, some under the age of 6 years old.
He's also asked by reporters why no Americans were in the first group of hostages let go.
I don't trust Hamas to do anything right. I only trust Hamas to respond to pressure.
Now, later in the day, the President and First Lady attending a tree lighting ceremony. Pro-Palestinian protesters there chanting Free Palestine. You can hear them over the Christmas music that was being played on the square.
Free, free Palestine, free Palestine.
Now, this protest, similar to the one at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, here's USA's Skip Kelly.
Several pro-Palestinian protesters are in custody after trying to disrupt the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. The New York Daily News reports that some of the protesters wore white jumpsuits with the words ethnic cleansing, colonialism, and militarism printed on them. They jumped the barricades, and it also appears they had glued their hands to the pavement. The marching bands and floats had to make their way around them as police moved in to make arrests.
And that's USA's Skip Kelly reporting, and I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
USA News for your health now. There's been a spike in respiratory illnesses in China, which has caught the attention of the WHO, the World Health Organization, the situation being investigated. To politics now, here in the United States, there is a push online for a third-party ticket, USA's John Schaefer reports.
There is an online petition urging Senators Mitt Romney of Utah and Joe Manchin of West Virginia to form a bipartisan presidential ticket. The draft Romney-Manchin Committee initiated the petition, emphasizing the need for leaders who can bridge political extremes. The objective is to encourage the No Labels Convention in Dallas to nominate Romney for president and Manchin for vice president.
In other news, it turns out law enforcement in New York State believes a married couple was in that car that crashed and burst into flames at the U.S.-Canada border, which triggered a terrorism alert the day before Thanksgiving this week. USA's Dave Collins on the story.
The crash happened Wednesday morning at Rainbow Bridge near Niagara Falls. Law enforcement sources say the married couple was in a Bentley that was driving at a high rate of speed when it hit a curb and a guardrail, which sent it flying through the air and exploding upon impact, killing both of them.
And Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg writing on X that he has been briefed by Department of Transportation staff in New York and Washington, D.C. on that explosion and that he's in contact with his Canadian counterpart. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.